Uncle C, back in the office, and in this video I'm going to be showing each and every single one of you specifically how to set rock solid congruent relationship boundaries if you decide to enter into some sort of relationship with a woman. Now, these five methods are not only proven to have you create massive upside in your life and to make sure that the bond and the unity can actually be something that's positive and not just games 24/7 left and right trying to tear each other down. But this can also help you develop your masculinity so that way you're a man who's used to setting the guidelines and the foundations for your own life. These are keys that have helped me along the way. These are keys that have helped numerous other students along the way. And throughout this video, I want you to stay until the very end. Because the fact is that if you can't actually sit in and focus in for the next 5 to 10 minutes, oftentimes what that does is that creates years of trauma and BS along the way because you never took the time to learn the actual steps that it takes to be that 1% man. Now, I wanted to quickly announce that registration for the Masculinity Mastered program is now available. Meaning, since I'm doing free consults one-to-one on the phone where you actually get to speak one-on-one with me, if you're qualified to register for that program and you're ready to actually work with a coach and get this handled in your life, what I want you to do is go down below, fill out the application, book a call to be part of that program. But moving on, let's begin. What are these five relationship boundaries? How does this help us screen for quality women? And how can we make sure that once we have these boundaries set, they don't get broken and that they're actually followed to make sure that both parties can have equal opportunity in bettering their life? You guys, you see, the fellas, the one part that most people don't understand about dating a woman or seeing a woman is they're never consistently asking themselves in their head day to day, hey, are our lives better together than they were apart? Meaning, is there more positivity together? Is it easier to enjoy experiences? Is there more fun? Is there more enjoyment? Is there more unity? Do we get more stuff done? Are we growing together as partners? Or is this negative? And the issue is that they can never actually see the negative because they're so focused on the physical, the beauty, the sex, all of that. Fellas, when you have some rock solid boundaries, you're putting yourself in one mode, and that mode is called thou shall not. Thou shall not do any of these five things. If your woman agrees and does not do any of these five things to test you, to push your hot buttons, you might have found yourself a quality woman who is not all about the mainstream narrative of phones and games and dating BS. So what is number one? Thou shall not what? The number one, fellas, is that you have to set some rules for the cell phone. Okay, thou shall not be on any dating apps ever. Like, just some basic stuff. The problem is people never actually sit their woman down one-to-one or say what they will and will not tolerate. And since you're spineless, since you don't have any rules, since you don't have any backbone, she doesn't know what to follow, and she thinks that she can do whatever she'd like. Thou shall have rules with apps. Okay, if you met on a dating app, if you've had dating apps in the past, thou shall not ever activate them. Just something simple. If there's social media, thou shall not be fishing for attention. Okay, there is no booty pictures. There is no popping the hips out left and right, trying to take these boomerangs with peace signs and kissy lips. Like, she has to actually be respectful. She has to actually know what the guidelines are. And the whole reason why most men fail in relationships is right here. They do not have any expectation of the other party. If I'm with a woman, that woman is a sheer representation of me. Okay, and if she's making me look like a jackass, if she's making me look like a bitch, that is not something that represents me well. That's actually representing me very, very negatively, and it looks like I don't have any control of my life. Now, when you set the expectations, as in no booty pictures, there is no DMs back and forth, if I sense anything fishy, if it looks like this is weird, I'm out. There's no three-strike policy, it's just like that's the rule. If you break the guideline, if you break the trust, I'm leaving that minute, I'm leaving that second. She starts to understand that you have some spine, some backbone, some guideline. This is extremely crucial because you want your woman to represent you well. If your woman doesn't represent you well, then you're a joke of a man. If you want to actually propel your life forward, you got to realize that if you're entering into a day-to-day interaction with somebody, that person is becoming part of you. That person is wrapping the ways they talk into your subconscious. You're going to adopt some of their habits. It better be positive. Phone rules are number one, most important. Now, the second is picture posting attention. Thou shall not do any fishing. There is no fishing for secondary options. Though I don't like a lot of pill colored channels. The one phrase though I love when it comes to the red community would be, I've heard this phrase before, optimizing her hypergamy. This one's genius. That one phrase right there, what she's doing if she's fishing is she's keeping something on the back burner saying, hey, if this doesn't go accordingly, I have some sort of option that I think maybe will fit me better, right? She's always trying to level up. Just like you're trying to level up your purpose, your life, all of that. Thou shalt not do any fishing. The picture posting attention, you got to understand, this right here, these two things is a tool for women. This is their only resource. This is their only fighting and stomping ground. Because nowadays, the modern woman, it's not like she has a whole lot of good verbal skills. It's not like most women are terrible at flirting and extremely socially awkward. The only way she can express herself, because let's be real, if most of them are just eating nachos in bed and drinking tequila Friday, Saturday nights, acting like they're doing something with their life, the only way she can express herself is through quotes and through showing off her body today. That's just what she has to offer. And it's not really her fault, it's just the way the cultures went. That's her fishing. Now, you gotta realize, the more scandalous these photos get, if you're in a relationship with her, the more disrespect she's throwing you. This is flat out rude. You guys have to understand this. This is flat out rude. If you start to tolerate that, what's gonna happen is any respect that she had for you previously, she's now going to flush that down the toilet and there's going to be none left. Now, I've spoken with a lot of men. A lot of men say, hey, I didn't want to be controlling. I didn't want to have no empathy. I didn't want to have no sympathy. Yeah, you might come off as a controlling dick. She might tell all of her friends, he's a controlling dick who sets rules. So be it. It's worth your own sanity to realize that, hey, if she has to do all this stuff, this isn't necessarily worth your time. Especially if you're slaying the dragon with your passion and with your purpose. Which brings me to rule number three, the hours of operation. She's got to respect the hours of operation. Because if she doesn't, you got to realize, fellas, you're going to get nothing done as a man. Now, I tell my woman that from the hours of 9 a.m. to about 6 p.m., I'm off limits. I'm off limits completely. Don't text me unless you absolutely need me. Don't call me just to say hey. Don't Snapchat me pictures at work of memes or dogs. I can't deal with that. As a man, you only got so much mental bandwidth per day. And the more mental bandwidth you start giving to other people, the less you're going to actually get done with your own life. There's absolutely no way I could build my business. There's no way I could meet with my clients. There's no way I could speak to people on the phone. There's no way I could build my courses and build my programs. There's no way in hell I could get to the gym accordingly every single day to make sure I'm looking like a stud. There's no way you can do any type of male type shit, man type shit. She's got to respect the hours of operation. And here's the thing, fellas, if you're actually on your purpose, she should actually appreciate that. She should say, wow, I don't have a needy guy that needs me 24/7. I can just let him work. I can let him do his thing. She's got to respect this, though, because you got to understand, as a man, the quickest way to get ahead in life is to maximize output. You got to get more done. There's a lot of people that go, well, you can't get rich quick. Dude, you better figure out how to get rich quick or you're going to die one day. You better figure out how to grow that business quick or you're going to be 50 and you're not going to be able to enjoy it for the long haul. You get what I'm saying? Not saying getting rich is the only thing, but for a lot of you, like, you want something out of yourself. You want to make something out of yourself. You want to make something out of your life. I sure as hell do. And that's why I'm not ashamed to plug my programs on these courses. I want you to work with me. I want you to give me money. I want to help you to better your life. I think I got a kick-ass product. Now, see, as a man, when you start to flip your mind like that and go, hey, sales is cool. Money's cool. Being on my purpose is cool. I can actually give value and I can help men. Well, sweet. Now she has a man that is actually output-focused. She should be happy that she has this. The best way, though, fellas, to maximize output is not to try to get more done. It's strictly just to remove distraction. There's so many guys that go, I gotta stay up an extra hour at night. I gotta wake up 2 hours earlier. I gotta beat the sun up. Dude, I get up at 9 a.m. and I go to bed at an appropriate time every single day. Why is that? It's because I don't have distraction. My hours of operation are clear. I don't have Snapchat buzzing on my phone. I don't got Instagram DMs left and right going, taking my attention. I'm not texting 20 people. If you do that, you can't get shit done with your life. Now, she has to be understanding of this. if she's understanding of the hours of operation, fellas, it's going to make the whole world so much easier. She knows you're on your mission. The fourth thing of the relationship boundary is to be, understand that you need sanity. Okay? Thou shall not cause disturbance. Thou shall not cause drama. Thou shall not cause distraction. You guys both need sanity. When you see your woman at night, or when you see your woman, when you guys go on a date, when you guys are hanging out, when you guys are doing whatever, that should be a safe haven. As a man, if you're out slaying the dragon, you're doing the shit. When you come to your woman who's much more sweeter and softer than you, or at least she should be, or something's really, really messed up, that should be like a safe haven. That should be a place where it feels comforting to you. And she should feel safe, protected, and secure. If it's not that, you guys are going to have flip-flopping roles, and she's going to get bitchy on you, she's going to get rude at you. It's because you're not doing the type of things a man should to actually make her feel protected. Now, what I'm saying is she needs to be sweet and not bitchy, but the only way, fellas, she's going to do this is if you're acting like a man. I've said this before. Women follow and men lead. She will assume the authority in your role if you start slipping up. And she's going to see how far she can push those buttons. If you're doing the first three things, you have the communication panels laid down for what needs to go down in your life, this will be respected. The last on this part is that she needs to actually enjoy you, and you need to enjoy her. It needs to be mutual enjoyment. There is no such thing as one person chasing, the other one's playing games, one person's heartbroken, the other one's off sleeping with other people. Like, all of this shit that's going on right now, most women have just been like ran through the gutter with multiple guys. They have tons of sexual trauma. They bring that baggage into every other relationship. And most guys have no idea what to do than not just go out to the bar and look for more ass because they think that's going to fulfill them. When you live differently, you can think more clearly. The last, the fifth, thou shall not put in more effort than the other person. It needs to be equal effort. Now, this is when you actually mutually take care of one another. If you're having a bad day, your woman needs to help you. Your woman needs to comfort you. If she's having a bad day, you need to say, hey, once I'm done with my hours of operation here, let's bond together, let's hang together, let's comfort each other. Because you gotta understand, she needs to want your company. The second you start chasing harder and she no longer values your time or your company, you're gonna start to go downhill really, really quick. Because what this does, fellas, if one person chases the other than the other person does, is a fight happens. And what you have to do is you have to communicate and explain the situation before it escalates into drama, into a fight. Those are the five things. Those are the ways to screen for high quality women. It's going to be a lot slimmer picks for you if you do that. But the thing is if you have the tools in the tool belt to communicate properly and you're not afraid of flirting or showing any type of intent with a woman, it's going to be easy to pick through this because you don't necessarily care. Now, fair warning, when you live like this, not everybody's going to like you. There's a lot of women that might say you're a fucking dick. There's a lot of men that might think you're a controlling ass. There's like, you're going to go against a lot of the social norms. Who gives a shit? You have, if you want to be a 1%er, you got to realize that 99% of people probably aren't going to like you. But when you do find that person, what happens is you have insane mental focus and mental clarity that 99% of the population does not have. If most people are splitting up, if most people are divorced, if most people are hooking up, there is something wrong with the culture. And you do not just add tactics to the man that's constantly in that boat. You fix the man from the ground up. Fellas, if you like this video, I want you to hit the like button, comment, and subscribe, and we will see you in the next one.